Stacey Abrams, Kemp has perfected cruelty towards fragile transgender kids. By Pam Kee on April 29, 2022. Democratic gubernatorial Georgia candidate Stacey Abrams said Friday on MSNBC's Deadline that Governor Brian Kemp, RGA, had perfected arm's-length cruelty against transgender children. Anchor Nicole Wallace asked, "What are you hearing from voters as you campaign around the state?" Abrams said, "They are deep concerned about Medicaid expansion and health care. We have seen recent hospitals shut down. It will happen again in a couple of days in the state of Georgia. It's because we refuse to accept Medicare expansion dollars that could help half a million people with access to health care but also bring $3.5 billion of taxpayer money back to our state and create 64,000 jobs. People are concerned about housing prices, both affordability and inventory. And they're deeply concerned about children." She continued, "Yesterday, the governor signed a swath of bills that are designed to lie to our children. My parents raised me to believe that a lie of omission is a lie, nonetheless. Anytime we start to tell children we are going to ban books that they can't read, we are going to change the history that they can learn, then we are not doing our job. And what is most cruel, Brian Kemp has perfected arm's-length cruelty, is that he has set up a commission that is designed to tell transgender children that they cannot compete with their friends. He is doing everything he can to make our most fragile and vulnerable children feel even more lost at a time we should wrap them in our arms and tell them they belong. So my deep concern and the concern of so many is they want a governor that believes in them. My mission is to be a governor that serves all of them." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.